Word of God says in the book of Proverbs, "He who covers his sin shall not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes his sin shall have mercy." Knowing that there is an all-seeing God who recognizes the contents of the depths of our hearts, it should move us to recognize that we stand before him guilty. And it would be foolish for us to try and hide and conceal the things that are there. So if you would, please bow your heads with me. Go to the Lord in prayer, asking for forgiveness. Let's pray together. Gracious and merciful God, once again we limp to you, and we cast ourselves down at the footstool of your grace. We do not hide the fact that we are unworthy servants, who have transgressed your law in many ways and at many times. What's more, we confess the secrets of our hearts, for we know that what we hide in the labyrinth of our soul is laid bare to you. You know the pride, the anger, the impatience, the lust, the vanity, the distrust, the despair, the profaneness. Even though we would like to keep all these things from the public eye, they all alike are plain to you, for you are the searcher of hearts. And it would be foolish and even reckless for us to try and conceal or disavow their existence. And so we admit them openly, and we hold to only the promise of your word. Lord, we pray that you might indeed keep your word, for you have promised mercy to those who confess and forsake their sin. And we pray that you might grant it to us in abundance. We ask that you would pardon us and free us from the guilt that we have incurred and the penalties that such things require. We pray, Father, that you would grant us the benefits of Christ's life and bitter death, that we may be numbered among those who have been washed in his blood and cleansed by his atoning sacrifice. Father, we also ask that your Spirit might be sent to us, so that he might lift our hearts and confirm us in the sweet salvation that you have promised. Lord, hear our prayer, because we depend wholly upon the truthfulness of your word and that you are faithful to it. We ask these things in Jesus' strong name. Amen. The Word of God also assures us of his promise by saying he does not deal with us according to our sins or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgression from us. Thanks be to God.